That's what I'm saying. Why do you got to be so weird?
Why you got to be so weird?
I'm not weird.
Oh, you're weird.
Disclaimer. Morning Crankers is not responsible for coffee snorts, keyboard drool, awkward public laughter, spontaneous twerking, or any texts you regret after listening. Side effects may include joy, confusion, and the realization that your sense of humor needs therapy. If symptoms persist, don't call us. We're not that kind of show. Now then, good morning. You half awake, chaos loving, life on hard mode, champions of Earth. This is Morning Crankers, the show that slaps harder than a grandma with a fly swatter. Jokes are fresh, filters are off, and dignity left the chat hours ago. So grab your caffeine, hug your poor decisions, and brace yourself for the ride. Welcome to Morning Crankers.
Well, welcome everyone. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome this hump day edition. It's kind of the only edition because that's when we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it is going to be a fantastic weird show because there's so much weird stuff, like weird, useless, but not really useless knowledge. The creepy, the awesome, like we got a few movies I want to discuss. And it's going to be weird because there's a couple of them that I actually want to play the trailer for. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're awesome. Like, people out there, I think everybody likes to go, like, on date night and go watch a scary movie, at least most people. But what I've noticed lately is there are some guys that are afraid to watch scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just me, then. That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
So, there is one. It looks amazing. And I hope that the trailer doesn't, like, do it in injustice. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I want to talk about that one. Some Avenger stuff happening, you know, all that good stuff. I want to talk about how crazy things are now and, you know, how we're looking at things in life. Like, this is really, really crazy. I don't think they had this type of craziness, but I want to rewind that back to 1904. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Are you burping over there? Is it that root beer?
Yeah,
yeah,
but it wasn't a burp, I promise.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we went to the 100th anniversary of the Route 66 celebration.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, we walked around the Art Fest. The Art Fest was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great from a couple different perspectives. Like, there was some art there. Was there not some awesome art?
There was some amazing art.
And I, you know, the other thing, I feel kind of weird going to those things because ladies with beards aren't my thing.
And we've seen a lot.
Yeah, well, there was three or four, like, very pronounced beards, you know. But you know what? They weren't freakish. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't chanting and hollering and, you know.
No.
So, you know what? You do you. You just be you. I can handle that. Can you? Oh, there. Just go right by the microphone and take a drink. Everybody wants to hear you take a drink of that homemade root beer. What? You're not supposed to get it on your chin.
That was you.
Man, I can't believe that. Yeah. Well, anyway, so we want to do that. I want to talk about some weird hobbies that we would never even think about. You sent me, and folks, I keep telling you, you know, a lot of you probably think that I'm the weird one when it comes to, you know, but it's not, it's her. And you sent me a story about a man with three appendages. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also, we're going to touch on another dumb criminal. Is that okay?
Yeah.
There's a couple other weird stories that I want to get to. And then I want to talk about some new species. You know, every year there are these species, whether it's in the ocean or on land, mammals, bugs, fish that are popping up, and nobody ever really talks about it. And then there's something weird. We might as well start with this before we go to National Days. Did you hear that a dinosaur burnt up in Kansas?
No.
There was a festival out there, and 100-foot long and 3-story tall dinosaur burnt up on the ground.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
Was it fake?
Well, I don't know. Was it, I mean?
Well, you said they found a dinosaur.
Is there any dinosaurs living? I mean,
well, I don't know. There could be.
Yeah, I don't think that there'd be a 3-story tall, 100-foot long one, burning down. I am pretty sure that would make the news everywhere. Don't you think so?
I don't know. Our government hides a lot.
Well, this thing was called the Soro Poseidon. 100 feet long, 3 stories tall, and it got struck by lightning and burnt down. I don't know, folks. Be careful if there's any live dinosaurs burning to the ground out there.
You just never know.
Yeah, I guess it's, yeah. Anyways, that was from 1190 KEX News Radio. It's a coast-to-coast AM radio show. Whatever. I'm still just laughing about it. I mean, it just, you know. And then also, so you know how our politicians complained that when they went to Cuba that there was some sound-penetrating thing? You're still laughing because I asked you, if, you know, yeah, 100-foot-long, 3 stories tall, and that didn't make, you know, you didn't see it on KY3 is what you're saying, right?
No.
Okay, well, this chicken farmer is suing a couple that had a DJ come out, and he says that the music was so loud it killed 140 chickens.
Hmm.
Do you believe that that can happen? Do you believe that, like, sound? See, sound is just manipulating airwaves.
Maybe fright, not sound, I don't think.
Or you think fright can kill?
Yeah, fright can kill.
So you're a believer in Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger?
Not human. Chickens.
Oh, chickens. You're saying a chicken can
die
from fright.
Scare them to death.
140 of them.
Maybe.
You know what? My idea, after talking to you, I have a new perspective. So my idea is that these chickens were sitting there listening to Kumbaya, and they saw 100-foot-long, 3-story-tall dinosaur start on fire, and it scared the chickens to death.
Could have.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways, thank you for being here with Morning Crankers. Now, there's a couple guys. You know what? I need to pull this up. I just got to because I've been saying Tommy Dorfman wants to come on the show. You know what? We're looking into it. We're trying to do this. And Victor Varnado, okay? This guy's like a tic-tac-toe dude, okay? He wants to come on the show and tell us about how he was writing cartoons for Marvel. And, I mean, would you like to hear that guy?
Sure.
Yeah, well, he's got some stuff. I mean, it's really weird to me that these people have the like things that they're doing. This guy's a supervillain, and he created the worldwide tic-tac-toe championship.
Hmm.
And his name is King Supernuts.
King Supernuts.
That's serious. So I'm just saying that, and I'm just shouting out to these guys. There's a couple other ones on here. Tommy D from Gianna DeMasi. Yeah, all these people want to come on. We are working towards getting that done. But we work some really weird hours, and we do some really weird things. So, would you get your mind out of the gutter? She's smiling and winking at me, and you see, it's just, you know.
I did not wink at anyone.
Not sure. Let's take a vote. If you'd like to vote on that and say whether she did or she didn't wink at me, email us at morningcrankers@gmail.com. That's morningcrankers@gmail.com. You didn't laugh and you didn't think
I did laugh. I did not wink.
Yeah. Now, just remember, this is the same person that's saying that she thought that maybe there was a 100-foot-long, 3-story-tall dinosaur alive that started on fire.
You said that they discovered a dinosaur on fire.
Sure.
In Kansas. So well, just never know.
Well, on a good note, Sunday was National Lemonade Day. I love lemonade. I mean, I am a
fresh.
Yeah. And you remember, okay, so there's lemonade and then there's pink lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how pink lemonade started?
Yeah, you told me.
Okay, well, how was it?
I'll let you explain.
Oh, you're going to let me. Yeah. Well, thank you. So there was a couple young kids and they were doing a circus circuit and they were selling lemonade. And that's how they made their money, came from nothing. Well, they ran out of water to make lemonade. So they searched all around. They got a big line. People are very ornery. This is back when people would spend a month's worth of their savings to go to the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are in line trying to get their lemonade. They didn't have any water. So they looked behind them, and there is a wash tub with water in it, and it had the stinky, sweaty pink, or I should say red leotards from the trapeze artists. So they took that, they covered everything up, and they made this lemonade with water. There were some strawberries there. They threw strawberries in it, and they threw a bunch of sugar to get rid of the sweat.
Yuck.
Well, that's how they made pink lemonade, and it was a hit. So the first people that ever paid really good money to have pink lemonade did it from sweat-soaked trousers of trapeze artists, and they didn't even know it. Speaking of that, fun fact that has no bearing on your life whatsoever. What does the average person, how much do they sweat in their bed per year?
I know this.
Well, you know it because I told it to you earlier, but does that make you think different?
It's gross.
Well, what's gross about it?
People need to get new beds. It's 26 gallons a year.
Yeah, 26
per person.
Gallons of sweat, human sweat in your mattress. That's per person. That means that our bed, okay, think about this, gets 52 gallons of sweat per year.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Do you think it's nasty?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if it's nasty.
It's gross.
It's part of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But think about that. Next time you go to get a good, clean, used mattress, ask people what they want. And what you do is you take 365 divided by 26. You got your phone on you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that looks like a phone. You know, do 365 divided by 26. And we're going to come up and I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Because that's kind of, okay, so that's 365 divided mm-hmm. by 26?
Yep.
Okay, sorry, folks. She can't do the calculator either.
Yes, I can.
I think it comes out to 0.14 gallons per day. Yeah.
365 divided by 26.
Yep. Yeah, 0.14 gallons per day in your thing, according to that.
That's pretty disgusting. Mister?
No. No, because now I'm thinking about the sweat, and I'm thinking about rolling around in sweat. It's Save Your Tooth Month this month.
Ew.
It's also, Sunday again. Sunday was kind of a big day. National Paranormal Day. What do you think of that?
I like paranormal stuff.
You do like paranormal stuff, like a lot of it. And then Monday was Star Wars Day. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much do you like Star Wars?
I like Star Wars.
Like, how much, though?
I don't know.
What don't you know?
I guess, I mean, I like it. I like watching it.
What's your favorite character of Star Wars? Luke, I am your father. You like Darth Vader?
I do like Darth Vader.
Dark Vader, is that what you called him?
Darth Vader.
Say it again.
Darth Vader.
How about Luke Skywalker?
Okay.
See, my favorite is Chewbacca.
Yeah, he's cute.
Yeah, Chewbacca's awesome. Anyways, if you're into that sort of thing. So, you know, we're going through this, and we have every week we have some sort of weird, you know, like criminal behavior or stuff that's happening. You're wondering if this is just like our time, like, we're so screwed up at this time, you know, comparatively to every other time. What do you think? Do you think we are or no?
I think so.
Okay, so 1904, we're going to go down. The Olympics were held in 1904 in St. Louis, okay?
Yep.
So an American named Fred Lors, he won the race. He was the winner. Except in this race, at mile 9, he dropped out due to cramps. So, you know, they're running the 20.
Yep.
He hitched a ride for a car in 11 miles and then got out and jogged to the finish. When he got caught, then he said, oh, yeah, ha, ha, it was just a joke. So, I mean, that's kind of a big thing, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but to add to this, 1904 St. Louis, Thomas Hicks, this guy was literally hallucinating as he went across the finish line. See, he was kept moving by his trainers because they fed him a mixture of strychnine and brandy.
Wow.
Yeah, so poison and brandy. He was losing a ton of weight. And he was hallucinating the whole 20 miles and then was carried across the line. This is the guy that actually won.
Wow.
Okay, now there was a third guy that would have taken third place. His name was Len Torraine. Okay, I'm thinking that he's French. As he was running, he got chased a mile and a half off course from wild dogs. Okay, so then this other one, there was a Cuban athlete named Andrin Carval. And he actually fell asleep because he ate a tub of rotten apples and was drunk.
This is
all at the 1904 St. Louis Olympics.
Did they disqualify them all?
No, here's the crazy part. It was so extremely hot with heat and dust, and they ran out of water at the Olympics in 1904. It caused over half of the participants in the 1904 Olympics to not participate. That's how many people dropped out.
Wow.
Of the marathon. What do you think of that?
That's crazy.
Yeah, if you want to see this yourself, go and look it up on Olympics.com. I find stuff like this fascinating. So when I hear about this, you know, you've got a guy that cheated, and then you've got a guy who was, you know, doped up with strychnine and brandy that actually won. And then the third place guy had to run away because he had got chased off the track for a mile and a half by wild dogs. Now, I want you to think about this. St. Louis, Missouri, you got cheater. Then you got dope head. Then you got wild dogs. Okay, so maybe things aren't so different after all. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things that gets me thinking and like, you know what? We're not that bad. We're not. Which brought me to this. I'm going to get back to this, but have you ever thought about what they did 100 years ago that we couldn't do today?
Yeah.
Like what? Give me something. How about creative thinking?
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I'm talking like right now, you. No, how about reading a map? Do you think people could navigate a city with a paper map today?
I don't think many could.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And that's just one of the things. Or how about this? Do you think that any kid that you know would know what a library index would be?
Well,
or the Dewey Decimal System. Do you think anything would they know that?
Probably not.
Okay, how about this? How many people today actually memorize phone numbers? They don't.
Yeah, no, it's usually just a button in their phone and they check for the contact.
Yeah, scroll away. You'll find that person's. And all of this stuff, literally, you had to do before. I can still remember my phone number from when I was 5 years old. I can still remember that because they drilled it into us on, like, if there's ever an emergency, you have to let them get a hold of your parents. Or you remember them those days? These kids today don't have that.
I also remember, like, having phones in your house.
Yep.
Like the
and they recorded. Rotary
yeah.
dial. Yeah. Yep. You'd go, and it'd go, brrr.
Yep.
And then, yeah. Cursive writing. Don't have that formal letter writing. Like, I don't think they'd know where to start or put dear or anything like that. It would just be a note.
Our kids are just learning it now.
Yeah. Telephone etiquette, like hello, bye,
true. Yeah,
all that stuff. Then you move on to important stuff. Like if there wasn't food in the grocery store, do you think most kids today, or I mean, even some young adults would know how to do food preservation or even cooking?
No.
Like I'm dead serious about this. How about this? Sewing and mending.
Yeah, there are classes for it, but half the kids don't take it.
Like my son, it's funny, you know, he's a man's man. He's got a man's job, but he's kind of the sewer in the family.
He took a class in school for that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just don't teach us anymore. It is kind of stuff like if there was an EMP that dropped and our electricity went out, I don't know how many people would be able to survive. Like, how many people could start a fire from scratch without a lighter or build shelter?
Probably not very many.
I mean, or use a compass. How many people could actually use a compass?
I know I can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just crazy to me. Speaking of crazy, I brought you a movie the other day, and I want to play this for everybody to hear this, because I think this may be the most scary movie in the last 10 years. If it'll play.
Oh, it's muted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see. Well, it's muted because, you know, there's these things they like to throw on to pay for their stuff. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Make it quick.
Dude, give me 1 minute.
Yo. Daniel?
I saw these on the car last night. Three scratches just like that.
You didn't stop, did you? It's something unholy.
Something's following us.
Saint Christopher, protect me today.
No one outruns a passenger.
All right, May 22nd, Passenger. What do you think?
I'm ready to go see it.
This, to me, you know what? There's a lot of shows that really aren't, how should we say it? They're just really not that good or scary.
They don't make them scary anymore.
No, but this one looks fake-like. Genuinely
yeah,
scary.
For sure.
That was called Passenger, excuse me. Don't put the in there because that's a completely different movie. The Passenger and Passenger are two different things.
Passenger is
Passenger,
the name.
Yes. It looks freaking amazing. It
May
looks,
22nd.
Yeah, and you know what? They're changing up the parameters of storytelling. Like with my other podcast, I do professional storytelling. And there are fundamentals, you know, what it depends on what type of storytelling you're doing. But you get into movies like this, and I noticed that there's a few of them coming out. Like there's a movie or a show called From,
mm-hmm.
where they're doing this environmental storytelling, but they're rewriting the basics of environmental storytelling. Like there's this other type of thing where it's a big TikTok deal right now. Look at this house, and then you go in this house and you find these doorways that go, you know, 100 yards, and you're like, well, the house isn't that big. And they're changing up the environmental space from reality that we know into something else. And in that trailer, you saw this scary thing on the road,
mm-hmm.
and he drove a little bit further and then poof, right back into the same area, driving through the road again. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's environmental storytelling that has changed the parameters of reality. I'm really looking forward to this.
Me too.
Yeah. And then we've got the Avengers, okay? And I know you're not a big Avengers fan, but coming to theaters December 18th, 2026, Avengers Doomsday. Are you excited?
Sure.
Okay, so Avengers is bringing on the Fantastic Four. Okay, which is weird to me because you got this Marvel thing going on and then you got DC Comics thing going on, but Rockman is in Avengers.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that, you know, but to me, like, everything that I remembered is like, oh, these don't fit together, but they're fitting together.
I've only seen one.
Oh, you've seen the other ones. You've just fallen asleep. You remember,
well,
you know,
I didn't
the dates
see
are like, honey, can you watch a movie with me? And I'll be like, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we just watched your movie last week. You want to watch one of mine? Sure. And so I turn it on, and 10 minutes later, you're...
I do not do that.
You eat all the popcorn and then out.
I do probably eat all the popcorn.
Eat all the popcorn, drink all the root beer, you know.
Do not drink all the root beer.
You do. And it's bad because it's caffeine-free, and that's what I need to sleep. Yeah, I can't have caffeine.
You drink coffee all day long.
It's a different sort of caffeine, honey.
No.
It is what it is. But I'm looking really, really forward to this. It's still new enough to the studio that they've got the release date, but it hasn't even been rated yet. Listen to this cast. Chris Hemsworth, Vanessa Kirby, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan, Letitia Wright, Paul Rudd, Wyatt Russell, Tinoch Huerta, Meha, Eben Moss Bachrach, Simon Liu, Florence Pugh, Kelsey Grammer, Lewis Pullman, Danny Ramirez, Joseph Quinn, David Harbour, Winston Duke, Hannah Jean-Camon, Tom Hiddleston, Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Ellen Cumming, Rebecca Roman, James Marsden, Channing Tatum, Pedro Pascal, Robert Downey Jr., and Chris Evans.
There's some good ones in
that. There's some real good ones in that. Unfortunately, I don't know why they do this. Maybe they're trying to make this like, let's go to the movies right before Christmas.
Maybe.
This is 1 week before Christmas that's coming down. But put it on your calendar, folks. Avengers Doomsday. I'm looking forward to it. Then this is the part of the show that I said I wanted to do something different, okay? I want to play this. I want to know what you think about it.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, folks. Sorry about that. All right. Are you ready?
The first time I remember my dad killing somebody, I was probably 4 years old. He would take them to the well. I remember the lye would help decompose the bodies.
How many people do you think Don killed?
I couldn't begin to tell you. Maybe 100?
The whole thing's been a lie since day one. He was a very good father.
He was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
He loves you or he hates you. And if he hates you, you're dead.
He was caring. He was loving.
I understand why she's lying. My dad's manipulation was master level. He was married 5 times.
He had 3 wives who committed suicide.
It just didn't add up.
I don't understand the actions of the sheriff's department.
You have an incompetent police investigation or a corrupt investigation.
He knows people and he has connections.
Tell me there's no cover-up here.
Oh, absolutely there's no cover-up. You don't want to go down that path with me because I guarantee you, you're going to ruffle the feathers of the big dog and you will not like that at all.
I came up here to defend my family against your fat little mouth.
I'm not lying. There's bodies up there.
There's no question in my mind that Don was a killer. He was the personification of evil.
You can scour every inch of those grounds. There is nothing there.
That's an alert.
It's entirely possible that what you've been looking for all these years is sitting right behind you under the ground.
Let's dig it.
Okay, so this is already on Paramount Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you've been doing Among Monsters for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard about this, the Green Hollow murders, I mean, years ago.
Yep.
At least whispers of this. This is how long this has been going on. So I got to tell you, folks, if you want to see something super interesting, yet kind of entertaining, but really weird and morbid, go check this out. My Killer Father, the Green Hollow murders, because something happened here. They've pulled people out of the woodwork for this documentary that said, yeah, I helped him hide a body. Yes, I helped him do this. Yes, I helped. So you've got this. Now, he hasn't been charged with anybody's murder yet. They dug up his wives, did forensics on him, saying, okay, we don't think this could happen this way because of this. You've got one sister saying, I helped him throw bodies down this well. You've got multiple people saying they've helped him carry bodies.
Mm-hmm.
His sister. It is just fascinating. The guy's gone. But they're saying that he could have killed over 100 people and threw their bodies down the well. So obviously the next question is, okay, well, why haven't they exhumed the wells? They haven't exhumed the wells because somebody else bought the property and literally took a bulldozer out there and made it like ponds and stuff for cattle and whatnot. And they can't find all these old wells. There's other forensic experts out there that said the wells are deep enough that they're in underground rivers and that the bodies would have just gone down through the rivers underground and they'll never be found ever. What do you think about that?
It's crazy.
Isn't it? And you've got one sister fighting with another sister. You've got neighbors in this. You've got, it is fascinating what's actually happening on this thing. Check it out, folks. My Killer Father, the Green Hollow murders. I don't think there's anything else like that out there.
No, that's.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So something happened, but go check it out. Anyways, what year is it again?
2026.
That's right. So people are into new things like, you know, AI girlfriends or boyfriends.
Yeah.
Right. I saw it today. This is kind of crazy. But you know how there's like, it used to be the dirty old man was the guy that did all the, like, you know, the deviant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem to you that now the female persuasion has taken over that role? Like you see all these by all accounts, decent looking teachers that are doing terrible stuff to kids.
Yeah.
Okay. You're seeing that over and over and over. Well, there was just a guy that filed a lawsuit that worked for J.P. Morgan and Chase like big dog. And he said that that lady, the one that he worked for, had made him her sex slave and he was suing her for millions. So what I'm saying, in other words, is doesn't anybody have any hobbies anymore?
I guess only one hobby of mine.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it's the one on your mind.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Well, it is most of the time.
No.
But what I'm saying is here's 10 hobbies that are gaining popularity that nobody's ever really heard about. Okay, you tell me if you do this. Volcano surfing is actually a thing.
What is it?
It's an outdoor, like, surfing thing. You sit down. It's almost like you're sitting on a sled, and you slide down. It's a lot more like snowboarding than anything.
Is it hot?
Well, it says that there are dangers of falling off and getting cut up by the volcanic rocks and falling into lava. There's also this thing about inhaling toxic gases if you get too close. But it's a new popular rising thing. Volcano surfing.
I wouldn't try it.
How about cliff camping?
No.
You know, you're hundreds of feet off the ground in a portable tent that you attach by straps and rock hooks.
No. I wouldn't try it.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'd be dead. I'd roll off the cliff for sure.
It's a big thing. Well, and it's really happening. You have to wear a harness when you sleep.
Yeah. No, I'll pass.
I mean, could you imagine like having one of those dreams when you're cliff camping that you're falling and then wake up from that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That could be crazy. Stargazing, I think people kind of do that and they have done that. I mean, I think it's a lot. You see a lot of Gen Zs today where, and I think they've got it right, actually. They're like, let me get rid of all my social profiles. Let me throw my phone in the garbage and let me go dig in the dirt and raise chickens. You see Gen Zers are like, just back to the basics. Yep. Like, you know, so I think stargazing kind of goes along with that. This is one that I think that I could do. Drone racing.
That'd be pretty fun.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We should try that, actually. I'd probably win.
Stargazing?
No, drone racing.
Well, no, I was talking about stargazing. Like, I think we've done that before.
Yeah.
The only difference is, you know, you have to take turns who gets to look at the stars.
Whatever.
How about geocaching?
I wonder what that is. I know it's like rocks, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're basically going in and you look for things in a destination. And people put, like, hidden containers and stuff in there. So they're, like, creating these games where people are going, like... Do you remember that? I think it was a Nintendo thing where you had to go out and get, like, the invisible things that were there.
Yeah, it was.
This is, like, they're using GPS, but they're actually hiding real stuff that you have to go find. I think that's kind of cool, like, if it was, especially if it was the cool stuff.
I know that they had rocks around the city here. And if you find them, you... scan like a little barcode on the bottom, and it tells that it's been found, and then you hide it and click that you've hit it, and then more people, it kind of tracks it where it's going around town.
See, I think that's cool. I could handle that. How about train spotting?
Train spotting.
It's actually not what you think. Well, it is and it's not. Train spotting is the new word for having an interest in trains and the railway and stuff like that. So anyways, there's some famous trains and there's people that literally go train spotting and they look and they see, okay, this is that train. Like they have names for these trains and then they will go put it in a database that says this train at this time was at this spot.
That's actually cool. It's kind of like the dollar.
Right.
Where's my dollar or whatever?
Right. It's like that kind of. It's also like right now they've got these Bigfoot hunter groups where every single spotting or whatever they call that, when you see them, they're writing it down, date, time, place, you know, in this massive database, and people are making a game out of it. How about soap art?
Soap art's a lot of fun. I did it in school.
Really? See, I've never even heard of it until today.
Mm-hmm. pretty cool.
You just whittle away. I mean, basically, yeah. You're just carving soap, right?
Yeah.
So I know my daughter, she went and got these things. Our kids are very artistic. And to be honest with you, most of them are better at art than I am. The only artwork I do is Art of the Airwaves. But my daughter just got some like clay things like that look like soap. And then she painted them and then turns off their magnets. Yeah. Pretty cool idea. How about this? Duck herding.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to have these meets where you bring your dogs that you've taught to duck herd, and you can win prizes if your dog can herd the ducks the best.
Wow.
I
probably wouldn't do that.
I'd love to go watch it just once. I want to meet a duck herder.
That'd be boring.
I don't think that'd be boring. It'd be fun to be like, hey, cha-cha-hey, cha-cha-hey, cha. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to have a dog sign or teach their dog in the same language everybody else is.
Maybe.
You don't think that duck herding would be fun just one time?
Mm-mm.
It says on here that this hobby is suitable for all abilities, age ranges, and level of fitness. And I think that's part of what's great with all of these things so far. There's a little bit of getting in motion. Don't you think that's good to get off the couch? Get, you know?
I mean, yeah, but not going to watch duck herding.
I don't know. We'll see. How about this? How about zorbing?
What is that?
So you climb inside of this ball that is like plastic and then
like the
air.
Hamster ball.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like a hamster ball, but for humans. And you get in and then go bouncing. You're zorbing.
I'd try it.
I'd probably get knock myself out or something.
I'd run into you.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. And then collecting milk bottles. Is that a thing now?
I have no idea. I don't think they do that anymore unless they're like fresh goat milk, maybe.
Well, you know, there was knife collectors. Like everybody wanted grandpa's old folding knife, that type of collector.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, especially in like Norwegian areas, plate collecting was a big deal. Like, have you ever seen the white plates with the blue writing on it and stuff? That was a big deal. And then there was crocks that you could collect. And, you know, there was beer
salt
steins.
Salt and pepper shakers.
Salt and pepper shakers. Now, the new big thing is collecting milk bottles. What do you think of that?
I guess. I don't know how many are there that you can, that are different.
Well,
I mean, most of them look the same, don't they?
Well, I mean, we knew the family out there that had probably the best chocolate milk I've ever had in my life.
They got banana milk now.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we can legally say their name, but I'll say their town.
Mountain Grove.
They're out of Mountain Grove, Missouri, and man, they have the best chocolate milk I think I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Really good. Finally, I want to get to this. I don't know if we're going to get into all these other ones just because, you know, you're a little long-winded. But you sent me the story. It starts out, it says, ultra rare case of man with three penises, unlike anything on the record. Do you think that it's an extraordinary case?
They said that two were not usable. That he may have never known that he had two other ones besides his one. Only one was usable.
Well, did you think that they were disciplined?
I don't know.
I mean, by
they
that
said
one, I
that
say
he got them during utero, so his parents may have known.
Well, my thing is, do you think when he says stand straight and tall, do you think all three of them got in line?
I don't know.
It says the unique anatomical quirk was found by accident in a white male who died at the age of 78 years old and who may have not known about his congenital anomaly in life. The man donated his body to science, and only upon postmortem examination by researchers from the University of Birmingham were the two extra penile shafts discovered hiding underneath the man's skin near his main external sex organ.
What do you think? Yeah. maybe he did know he had them, and maybe he was just embarrassed.
You know what you could do? This would be one of those really good coffee table conversations. Go up and get some Ozark Mountain creamy chocolate milk and sit there while you're stargazing and talk about the man with three penises.
I'll pass on the penis part.
Well, why? You don't like to talk about him?
A guy with three penises?
Well,
that's kind of weird.
Only three shafts. There was one, you know, protruding. That's what I'm saying. Did they get in line?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, three's better than one, right? Thanks for listening, folks. I love you. I'm Hans.
I'm Roxy.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Well, it's Hans and Roxy saying thanks for your ears. We've been sipping hot gossip, stirring up your day here. From the what were they thinking to the pop chart queens. We poked at all the headlines and the weird in between. Morning crackers, we're clocking. To a four-letter word.
Fun.
Morning crankers. Last joke of the show. Till the sun comes back, we'll be ready to go. We had the oddball neighbors and the viral train wrecks. The hold my coffee heroes with the rubberneck chicks. If the world's gone sideways, honey, don't lose heart. We're roasted in the morning like a brand new start. Morning crankers. Clocking out, laugh tracks tangled with your daily doubt. Dumb crooks, strange looks, tales so bizarre. We parked them in your brain like a late night bar.
Hey, hey, morning crankers.
That's our cue. Till the next hot mess, we'll be laughing with you. So it's bye from Hans and a wink from Rock. Stuff your week in a suitcase, toss it out with the socks. When life gets too serious, you know where to go.